World Soccer Talk Radio here with you live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Thanks to you for making this show a part of your daily plans, whether you're listening to it on one of our fantastic radio affiliates across the U.S. of A or listening in podcast form via iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or the website that started it all, worldsoccertalk.com. My name is Nate Abarea, and today we're going to be joined by Dan Wersema of the American Outlaws and the Free Beer Movement. Can't wait to talk with Dan about the Free Beer Movement. Such a beautiful, beautiful concept. But we're going to talk all about the CONCACAF Cup, the American Outlaws' role in organizing support for the CONCACAF Cup at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, a place where Mexico have had pretty much things you would call home games against the USA in recent years. Can't help but think back to the 2011 Gold Cup final, but we'll see what the American Outlaws are up to and how much they're trying, what they're trying to do to perhaps outnumber Mexican fans at this CONCACAF Cup, which, by the way, we're coming up on 2 weeks away. Coming up on 2 weeks away from this CONCACAF Cup, and there's only like 4,000 or 5,000 questions still on our minds. Big piece of news coming out in recent days. Andres Guardado could miss this match on October 10th. One of the most important players on the pitch for either side might not be on the pitch. Andres Guardado could miss the CONCACAF Cup due to injury, still to be determined. Tuca contra Jürgen, the coaches doing their things. But we want to know, and I asked you to do this before, tweet me at NateWST, tweet us at World Soccer Talk. Let us know your take on the lineup for the USA. What are you thinking? What do you want to see? And whether you want to put together a whole lineup or you want to just provide a little bit of input into this thing, tweet me at NateWST. Let me know what you want to see in this U.S. lineup in the CONCACAF Cup, because it seems as if right now where we stand, there's like, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 different ways that Jürgen Klinsmann could go with this thing. Dan Wersema is with us on the other side of this break, Dan, of the American Outlaws and the Free Beer Movement. Stay tuned. It's World Soccer Talk Radio, USA, baby.
Best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Monsanto to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Monsanto for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me with the love mail and the hate mail that you are far too good at sending at Nate WST at World Soccer Talk to get a hold of all of us. We are joined in this edition of the program by Dan Wersema of the American Outlaws and the aforementioned free beer movement. We'll talk about the free beer movement later, rest assured. We're going to spend most of our time talking about the American Outlaws and specifically looking forward to the October 10th CONCACAF Cup between USA and Mexico down at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Dan, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to talking about American soccer.
So first off, how are the organization efforts going for this match from the fans' perspective, from the American Outlaws' perspective? How's the organization efforts going for the October 10th CONCACAF Cup down at the Rose Bowl?
Great. We're, you know, about, 15 days out from the match, and so it's starting to get to crunch time. Obviously, people are getting their tickets in the mail as we speak. And we're excited to have over 4,000 people purchase tickets through the American Outlaws in the section in our effort to fill the bowl, as we've been deeming everything. And we've got a night before lined up, and we've got our tailgate almost all finalized and ready to announce that. So certainly we are fully prepared to make our presence known at the Rose Bowl on October 10th.
How are you feeling about the potential for U.S. fans matching up number for number with the Mexicans at this match, considering what we've seen in the past at this exact same venue?
I think the realistic goal is to do better than last time, which was a pretty low bar to meet. Certainly the new CONCACAF ticketing procedures for this match and U.S. Soccer's promotion of this and obviously their insistence on having more red, white, and blue at this match than in 2011 has helped. I know Mexico fans always do a wonderful job of showing up in numbers, so I figure they'll be quite significant and definitely still the majority. But you know, our hope is that the team on the field, the 11 versus 11, where it will be equal on the field, will do a good job of keeping them quiet.
Dan, how do you feel about the selection of the Rose Bowl as the venue for this game? There's a few different ways to look at it. There's quite a few different opinions that I've heard on this subject, many of which have their own right points and wrong points within. How do you feel about the selection of the Rose Bowl as the venue for this match?
Obviously, we would prefer a venue that would give us more of an opportunity for fair representation. That's obviously why they worked in the ticketing here. You know, for a match of this magnitude, I know people love to point to Columbus and we love being in Columbus and that obviously has a great significance to us, but it is the home of the World Cup qualifiers. There are plenty of great places around the U.S. that would have jumped at hosting this, and given the result that happened in 2011, I suppose we don't need any flashbacks to that. But ultimately, it's CONCACAF's decision, and certainly money was a factor in it, and they got their way, and so once that sort of thing is announced, we just have to roll the punches and do the best we possibly can in terms of filling the stadium with as many American fans as we can.
Well, Dan, what do you think about that as far as this being a CONCACAF selection? Because obviously, I mean, if it was up to you and me as U.S. fans, we'd play it in Columbus every time. We'd play anytime we go.
Alaska, if we had a chance.
Oh, we'd play it in Alaska, exactly. We'd go up and, heck, we'd play it in Canada if we could. We'd play it as far away from the Rose Bowl to the north as possible. But what do you make of that? I mean, I had somebody throw out, and this was, you know, this was someone joking when they threw this out. But they said, hey, you know, something fair for a game like this, it's supposed to be a CONCACAF match, would be a, you know, a neutral site in Costa Rica or something, you know. And I understand that they were joking when they say that, but there's a grander point in terms of a true neutral site for something that is supposed to represent the entire region. It seems as if there's definitely cash grab aspirations from CONCACAF, obviously, but what do you make of that aspect of it?
You know, I'm sure CONCACAF would say, hey, we picked a venue in the United States, and they can walk away and say, hey, it's in the United States. But I mean, obviously, you know, I think no matter what, and this is full credit to Mexico's fans, you know, no matter where you play this game, they're going to show up for their team. They always do, whether it's Chicago or New York or Los Angeles. Certainly, Los Angeles is very convenient, but I think the interesting point, you know, and just to speak of it, you know, is the American Outlaws as an organization is many, many times bigger than it was in 2011, and we're really excited to show the growth of the organization that in the Rose Bowl. I think we had 500 if we were lucky in 2011, and we'll have almost 5,000 people in the stadium in 2015. So, I mean, ultimately, you know, CONCACAF is going to CONCACAF as they do, and we just have to be here, and that's our goal. And you know, as American Outlaws do, we show up for every game to support our team. And if it was in Canada, that'd be great too, because we did pretty darn well in Canada this summer.
One of my favorite quotes that we've had on the show in quite some time. You know, whatever you say, CONCACAF's going to CONCACAF. All right, Dan, in the 3 minutes before we got to head to break here, I want to talk to you in the next segment all about the growth of the American Outlaws and what you've seen firsthand with the growth of that organization. But in the 3 minutes that we got left here, talk about your feelings about this match, the 11-on-11 on the field. Talk about your feelings coming into this thing with the bit of a down point that the U.S. have hit, and with Mexico seemingly trending in the right direction. How are you feeling about the match itself?
You know, certainly the Gold Cup didn't give us a lot of confidence with the squad heading into it. But, you know, we're always optimistic. Klinsmann is undefeated against Mexico. You know, even though Mexico did decently well at the Gold Cup, they weren't dominant. So I'm expecting a great match. And right now, you know, the U.S. is getting players like Fabian Johnson back, while Mexico has lost their captain. Rafa Marquez is probably out. So there's cause for optimism. And you know, the United States is going to show up for this. This is not a game in which they're going to take lightly at all.
Dan, who do you want to see attacking for the U.S. men's national team? Who do you want to see up top? And where does Clint Dempsey fit in to your plans if you were in charge of this thing?
Oh, gosh. Wow. That's a loaded question. You know, obviously, you know, Josie continues to be one of the leading scorers on the team, and Dempsey as well. But, you know, Aaron Johansson's been doing really well lately. He just scored for Werder Bremen and in Germany the other day. So it's a tough call. I certainly would not want to be in Klinsmann's place. And there are a lot of people that would probably want somebody else in his place. You got to go with experience. And I think Josie Altidore is experienced, and I think Clint Dempsey is experienced. And that's, you know, for 2015, without looking too far ahead to qualifying, you know, we've got a very experienced squad that I think that can get the job done. So I know we've been playing a lot of kids lately, but this is the time for the big boys to step up.
We shall see if Bobby Wood or Jordan Morris have anything to say on October 10th, or if It is all about experience, all about the old guard cementing their place and saying, we are still in charge. We are going to be the ones that carry the USA into the Confederations Cup in 2017. Cannot wait for October 10th. And we'll talk a little bit more about the organization efforts from the American Outlaws, the growth of the American Outlaws, how the organization got started, some of the highlights in Dan's time with the American Outlaws, the difference between the local chapters, the importance of the local chapters, what that represents of all these different local chapters around the country of the American Outlaws coming together for the common good of the U.S. national team, be it the men's or the women's teams. And as promised, a little bit later in the show, we'll talk about the free beer movement. Dan Wersema with us right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for, freesoccertrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Bonsanto to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Bonsanto for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Nate Abarea and Dan Wersema of the American Outlaws and the Free Beer Movement here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tweet me at NateWST and tweet us at World Soccer Talk. Also follow at Sports Byline USA for updates on this program and the rest of the shows within the Sports Byline familia. Dan, let's talk a little bit about the history of the American Outlaws, how this organization got started, and how you first got involved with the American Outlaws, sir.
Yeah, so it's a pretty modest story. Justin and Corey, the founders of American Outlaws, were playing soccer. They grew up in Nebraska and went to college in Nebraska, the hotbed of soccer in this country, as they so often joke about it. And you know, they're just huge soccer fans, and went to Germany for 2006 World Cup. And, you know, traveled around the country to catch as many games as they could. But you know, the one thing that they noticed was there was just a lack of consistency in events for U.S. soccer supporters. And Sam's Army obviously got the ball rolling and did an incredible job in showing up for U.S. teams for some of the big games, or most of the big games in the early era of American soccer support. But they wanted to do something that they could send a signal to the team that, you know, whether it was Mexico or Germany for the big matches, that the United States would always have support, even when it was against a team like Barbados. And so they started the American Outlaws in 2007 with a simple road trip to Soldier Field, and then with a small group of people, and then started forming what would be the chapter system of American Outlaws. And like-minded individuals started popping up and helping found chapters all across the country. And 8 years later, we've got 181 chapters in every major U.S. city, one in London, England, and a couple of smaller communities across the country.
Dan, that's one thing I really do like about the American Outlaws is the chapter system. You talk about those 181 different chapters, and I feel like it brings unique flavor to the team, that everybody has kind of their own culture, and everybody's bringing it to that same U.S. national team table. And again, it's important to know, not just the men's national team with what we saw up in Canada here this summer, whether it's the women or the men. But talk about the importance of these chapters and what they represent in the grander scheme of things.
Well, yeah, no, the chapter system is truly the backbone of what American Outlaws is. And as an organization, we'd be nothing with the people that inhabit the bars and restaurants in the chapters, and also the chapter leaders that help run these. I mean, which is almost completely voluntary. They do it out of the goodness of their heart and the love of country and our national team. So it's really incredible. And I think the big thing about it is that if you can't go to the match, which obviously, you know, our presence in the stadium is well known and whatnot, but, you know, for this match, you know, there's going to be 5,000 American Outlaws in the stands. And just from a membership standpoint, that leaves 25,000 members who won't be in there, and they need homes. And the chapter system provides a way for people to be a part of the American soccer experience when they can't attend U.S. national team games. And it's huge. And it's a huge part of what our members love is having a place where they can call home and meet with people in their town, or, you know, even cooler is when people are traveling around the country and they need to find a place to watch the game. You know, it's kind of like that neighborhood watch, hand in the window, only there's a giant red, white, and blue soccer ball, and you can say, you know, soccer's welcome here, and come watch it with us.
And a big pint of tasty beer as well. Talk about membership, Dan. How can people get involved truly and get involved on a membership level with the American Outlaws?
Yeah, I mean, I think our membership package is one of the best values that you can possibly get. For $25 plus shipping, you get a T-shirt and our trademark little bandana that you can choose to wear however you like. And every year you get a new T-shirt. So we work with local designers to design stuff like that. And so for $25, you get pre-sale access to tickets. In fact, for this USA-Mexico game, all of the tickets sold out through our member sale before we could even open it to the general public. So, you know, you get tickets before anybody else. I mean, even before the U.S. Soccer Supporters Club, which is pretty cool. Our whole thing is that we want to make it as easy as possible for you to get from your couch to the stadium. And so we've got partnerships with United and Marriott and Avis for travel. We help out. We have great deals with stuff like World Soccer Shop to gear up. and it's all for $25. And then I think most importantly, it gives people a place. You know, we refer to the AO family all the time, and how we support each other. And even if you don't know anybody at the bar you're going into, you're going to be with like-minded people, or you go to the event by yourself, you're going to be welcome into this AO family. So, and you can't put a price on that.
Oh, absolutely not. And Dan, I want to talk with you now about what you just touched on there, and that is the bars, the pubs, the restaurants. We have a lot of bar and restaurant owners that listen to this show, and I've talked with people from small towns way up in the far north of California to big cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles, and bar and restaurant owners who are very interested in getting truly, truly entrenched in the U.S. national team circle and with the American Outlaws. How can bar and restaurant owners really become a part of this thing?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is it comes from the members. You know, they want to find a home that they'll be able to watch men's and women's games every time, you know, not to compete with, you know, NFL or college football or, you know, get bumped here and there. And, you know, in a lot of these chapters, it's been a struggle for members to find places that they can call home. And even in some cases, they've been, I guess, lured or tried to be brought to new places because they get promised bigger and better things. But sometimes it's the ones that you came with to the dance that are the best ones. But, you know, there are a lot of places in this country that don't have AO chapters. And so really it comes down to finding the right leadership from people that want to start a bar. And bars just making it known, you know, I think the easiest way is members are already watching soccer in so many other capacities. So they walk into bar A and they already see soccer on the TV. They might start thinking, huh, this is a good place for me to start an AO chapter. So, I mean, in talking to bars, I just say, make sure you always got a green pitch on the screen and 11, 22 guys running around on the field. And that's going to really start a lot of good conversations in your local communities.
Dan, best pub experience that you have had as a U.S. supporter?
Well, it's a tough call because I'm usually at most of the games, which is a good thing and a bad thing. Cause I really enjoy watching the games. I live here in Austin, Texas, and it's less about the bar and more about the game. Obviously, I watched the Landon Donovan Algeria goal with, you know, hundreds of other people in our bar here in Austin, and it was incredible, you know, and sharing that experience with all of those people and seeing the video that popped out afterwards and that everybody else had that same exact experience of euphoria with his goal. It's been pretty great. I've got a few favorites. The good thing is there are a lot of night before parties in these AO chapter bars. The British Bulldog in Denver is an intimate space that gets very, very crowded. That's been great. You know, the places that you would expect for great soccer, you know, Seattle and Portland are always great. Boston, Chicago has been awesome. I mean, the great thing is that when it comes to an American Outlaws party, there's no such thing as a bad one.
Absolutely. Hey, we got 2 minutes before we're going to head to break here. Dan, what are your plans as far as the night prior in Pasadena on October 10th?
Well, how many points do I lose if I say I'm not actually going to this match?
Well, I'm going to rephrase that question. Where are you going to be partying in spirit and getting ready for the U.S.-Mexico match?
Well, you know, one of the I'll put this in air quotes. One of the perks of being a part of American Outlaws and particularly the communication side, which is what I do, is that you always have to be very responsible on night before and game day. Somebody's got to provide our social commentary online and emails and respond to customer service questions. I always watch it at our chapter bar when I'm not traveling here in Austin, which is the Haymaker. And so I will be responsible yet enthusiastic yet also working. So there's quite the trifecta of job responsibilities there. But needless to say, there will be plenty of people making me quite jealous that I can't just let go.
So it's not going to be like as the night progresses, the social commentary is going to get, you know, a little bit more filled with typos or anything. No, it's going to stay professional the whole night through.
Yeah, you know that, you know, we like to be light, but we also like to be responsible. And you know, I guess the interesting evolution of all this is that apparently as you make it to you make your way to the top of American Outlaws as a member and then a chapter leader and then now working for the national organization, the way you imbibe a game changes drastically. I don't think I've drank any I've never drank less than at an AO event now that I work for AO.
Well, there you go. How you imbibe a game. My goodness. Dan Wersma is providing some of the most quality quotes that we've had on this show in quite some time. Remember, CONCACAF is always going to CONCACAF, and how you imbibe a game will differ depending on your ranking in a system. Dan Wersma here with us of the American Outlaws. And when we get back, we are actually going to be talking, funny enough, about the free beer movement as well as a little look back to Canada 2015 and the Women's World Cup triumph for the U.S. national team and the American Outlaws' role in supporting our beloved U.S. women's national team. World Soccer Talk Radio, back with you after this. Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Musicians, singer-songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like the inspiring tone of a Martin acoustic electric guitar, just $449. Select a Dario acoustic guitar strings, buy one, get one free. Or an acoustic amplifier with digital FX for both guitar and vocals, just $129. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
They're out there, gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion and superior protection against wear for the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, WorldSoccerTalk.com, Twitter at World Soccer Talk, tweet me Nate Albarea at NateWST. Dan Wersma of the American Outlaws and the Free Beer Movement still here with us in this episode of World Soccer Talk Radio. Dan, it is time to take a glorious trip back just a few months ago. It feels like so long ago. It's only a few months ago, only like 3 months ago. Actually, the final was less than 3 months ago. Women's World Cup 2015 in Canada. The American Outlaws support for the women's national team was something that was so beautifully groundbreaking and something that we'd never really seen before. We'd seen it for the men's team. Now we've seen it for the women's team. And you look at what the women's team accomplished up in Canada this summer. What a story. What a time. Please, sir, take a trip back to the Great White North and tell us of the American Outlaws experience in roaring on the women's national team.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. So when I joined the American Outlaws, one of my goals was to help expand our support into to the women's side of the game. And so I was the coordinator for all of our events in Canada and our support in Canada. So it was an incredible responsibility and absolutely just mind-blowing experience as really kind of the first big thing that I was a part of for American Outlaws. Being able to bring that level of support for the women's national team at a World Cup in another country on the backs of what I thought was a highly successful men's World Cup from a supporter standpoint was an honor, really. We've talked long about how the American Outlaws has grown and what we've done for the men and how there really shouldn't be any difference in sort of the fanaticism that we bring to the women. We talked a lot about what we call equality of support. And I think in a lot of the comments that the women's team made all along their journey throughout Canada, they very much appreciated a new style of support for women's soccer in this country.
Well, fans of this show, longtime fans of this show, in the long illustrious history of World Soccer Talk Radio, going back to April of 2015, fans of this show will be familiar with the fact that Megan Rapinoe is not only one of my all-time favorite soccer players, she's one of my all-time favorite human beings. And another shout out to Shasta County and the soccer circle up there in the North State of California. And I haven't had a chance of late. I mean, it's got to be like a month since I've just gone off on how great Megan Rapinoe is. Can you just share how great you feel Megan Rapinoe is?
Yeah, I mean, she obviously was a huge catalyst for the team. Obviously, Carly Lloyd was truly the star.
She wasn't bad either.
Yeah, she wasn't half bad either. No, I mean, I think it was great. It obviously in the group stages there was a lot of consternation amongst the supporters as to how far we would go, and Jill Ellis managed to get enough out of the team to get it through, and with Morgan Bryan coming on, it really changed the dynamics of that team, and I think it freed up. Megan Rapinoe was great. And, Hope Solo performed admirably in goal and really the back four was about as good of a defensive unit you could possibly have. And really makes me miss defensive cohesion in the men's team.
Yeah, we'll see how long we miss that. Hopefully not much longer. Pick a couple of center backs, Jurgen, please. I'm begging you. Hey, the last thing here as I continue on my Megan Rapinoe love train, the thing I want to ask you as a fan, as someone who is up there organizing so much with the fans and with the Outlaws supporting the women up there in Canada, when you see a player like Megan Rapinoe, who's all about, I mean, artistic expression on the pitch. I mean, her style of play is one that is truly enjoyable to watch. And knowing her background up in the North State and how she grew to love the game of soccer as a child and what she does to give back to the game, what does that mean to you as a fan looking out and seeing that type of player suiting up for the national team going, my God, it looks like she's really having fun out there? What does that mean to you as a fan?
Well, I mean, I think she's an incredible example of somebody, that has just made a great name for herself. She's worked hard. She's on this field. She isn't the traditional player that you'd necessarily expect. It's always those creative people with that little pizzazz, like a Clint Dempsey or a Megan Rapinoe, that that just attract the attention of defenders and fans alike. And for Rapinoe and her story and her lifestyle and everything, she's inspirational to a lot of people. And she's also, just as she is outspoken on the field, she's outspoken off the field. And I think it's great to have personalities like that in the game. And for all of the women that featured on this team this summer, they're just incredible role models, for young women and well, even men who want to work hard and accomplish something. They've won 3 World Cups now, which is, without sounding too disparaging towards the men, is 3 more than the men have. And it's a great example. We love supporting them and we hope it made a huge difference in Canada. And, those sorts of performances just continually inspire us as fans. We know that they work hard because we work hard, and it's a mutually beneficial thing, whether it's the men's or the women's team.
Well, of the 3 World Cup triumphs for the women, Dan, this one was the most special, at least in my opinion, because they weren't supposed to do it. It wasn't, they were not the favorites. They were not, especially after the way they were playing early in the tournament. And it took every last bit of encouragement and belief from the players, from the coaching staff, from the fans to get that ultimate triumph and that incredible 5-goal output against Japan in the final, but the semifinal against Germany in Montreal. There were so many different layers of this tournament that, again, I go back to the main point. They weren't supposed to do this. This was no automatic. This was not them hosting it in 99 with the whole country behind them. No, this was a lot more that went into this, and the fans traveling up to Canada to cheer on the women. There's so many different layers that just bring just bright smiles to my face, and cheers to all the American Outlaws who went up to Canada this past summer, and all of the just the fans, whether they were young women, young boys, parents, grandparents, everybody that went up there. I know many of you firsthand, and the stories that I've heard are just absolutely fantastic. Cheers to all of you for all the support that you gave, and cheers to the women most of all. World Cup champions. Can't wait for 2019. My goodness. All right, it is time in the 6 minutes that we got left here with you, Dan. I promised that we'd talk about this, and I'm very excited to hear a little background on this. The free beer movement. I remember when I first read about this a few years ago, and I said, I feel like I've been doing this for years, and I feel like there's a lot of people out there who've been doing similar, work around the world for years and here in the States for a long time. We just didn't have as clever of a name for it. Tell us about the free beer movement, Dan.
Yeah, I was about to say the exact same thing. It's certainly not an original idea. Beer and soccer, or beer and sports, go together like peanut butter and jelly, and have since the beginning of time. And it really was just about giving a name to something that was certainly already happening, but also giving it a focus to kind of center grassroots effort to better support American soccer through the power of the pint. And this is really how I became as enthusiastic of a soccer fan, and where I found my place in the soccer world with American Outlaws and whatnot is through the free beer movement. I was really, my fandom actually really starts with the Women's World Cup in 99. I was in Europe in 98 and pretty embarrassed as an American with our men's team's finish. And then 99 brought me back. I almost went full Euro fan for there. But then I lived abroad in Honduras, and I saw the passion of another country come together for soccer. But then I also drank really, really bad beer in Honduras. So when I moved home to the United States in 2009, I made myself 2 promises. One was to watch more soccer and do my part to be to build and be more passionate, just if I was one person. And then also it was to drink as many responsibly American craft beers as I possibly could, or global beers, just be a better beer drinker. And it started out as a personal project that, I mean, like you said, resonated with a lot of people, as in a, hey, I already do that, but now I've got a name for it. And it's been real fun. I mean, since I started the free beer movement, before that, like I said, I think I had attended just a handful of matches. I could count on one hand. And since 2009, I have, since 2012, when I really had a chance, I've attended 35 men's and women's games, both in the United States and abroad, dozens of MLS matches, lower league matches, local matches here in Austin, and drank, again, responsibly, thousands of different beers, which has been incredible.
Now, Dan, there was something within that when I first read about this project and kind of the ideas within it, there's a phrase that I hear all the time, and it troubles me because it's applicable to quite a few people. I'm not naming any names here, but I feel like I've been guilty of this quite a bit, and it's that term, the soccer snob. And the soccer snob who, anytime anyone doesn't have a full understanding of the game, I've been following this my whole life, so therefore I'm better than you, and I'm just not going to talk to you. And that type of mindset does nothing to grow the game in this country. And there was an example of it back a few months ago for me, where I'm a huge, huge supporter of soccer on the grassroots level in this country. And the amazing history of the U.S. Open Cup is something that is really near and dear to my heart. And family members and close friends who have played in the U.S. Open Cup going back to the 60s and 70s and way, way back before that with other people that I know. And if you have a new American soccer fan who might not know what the U.S. Open Cup is. They might be a fan of Major League Soccer, and they go, hey, what the heck is the U.S. Open Cup? Don't go, oh, well, clearly you're just a new fan who doesn't know anything. No, buy him a beer and tell him about the beautiful history of the U.S. Open Cup. And I never felt a more applicable personal story than my feelings with the U.S. Open Cup to what you kind of explain here and what you're kind of believing in with this free beer movement. I think it's absolutely beautiful. And do you have, before we got to let you go, any stories that kind of, you know, stem from a similar tree?
Yeah, no, I mean, you really hit the nail on the head, and then, you know, there's really two ways to go about soccer. It's, you know, you can kind of just hope it's your little niche and that's the end. But, you know, the free beer movement really is, I mean, like I said, it's grown beyond a personal project to hopefully inspire lots of people to be open about their fandom, not pushy and not snobbish. You know, there's two extremes there, but just to be opening and offer beer and educate and be very informal. And, you know, personally, I've got lots of friends that started out as sports fans and non-soccer fans that have, you know, my closest friend in college is a huge soccer fan now and has gone to several games with me. Got a lot of fans that I've brought to matches here and there. And really, you know, it comes down to just when I run into people all the time, just the numbers they throw at me, man, I brought 4, 5, 6, 10 people to matches before. And some of the best stories I ever heard was from one guy who was at a Rochester Rhinos game. And he, at first, I think people were really startled, but he cut in front of the entire line of people at the beer line and he slapped down $100 bill. And he goes, it was like dollar beer night in Rochester, whatever. He's like, buy everybody in this line a beer to thank them for coming to this game. And that's my favorite story.
Absolutely. Dan Wersma, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with your continued work with the free beer movement and, of course, that organization known as the American Outlaws. Thanks again for coming on, sir.
Thank you.
Again, that was Dan Wersma. Nate Abarea is my name, and I will be back with you after this quick break to take the express train home right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Another huge thank you to Dan Wersema of the American Outlaws. And the last thing that we talked about, it's oh so beautiful, it's oh so important, the free beer movement. Think about what it represents. And this goes for, I'm going to take it a step further beyond just soccer. The power of buying someone a pint and explaining something to them. Tell you what, people are far more open to listening when you buy them a pint. You sit them down and say, hey, you know what? Have a beer. Have a beer and let me tell you about something. And if you meet someone who doesn't know the game of soccer as well as you do, I referenced that story about the U.S. Open Cup for me a few months ago, or just anything like that. Buy them a pint and educate them. Take the power of education in your hands and pass it on to another human being. Pass on the beautiful game. Don't be a soccer snob. Help the game grow in this country. I absolutely love the free beer movement. Another thanks to Dan. Thanks to the gaffer, Chris Harris, for organizing this thing. The engineer, Mr. Cuddy, back on the ones and twos in San Francisco. My name is Nate Abarea. Thanks to you for listening. I will talk to you tomorrow. Till then, bye.